This is your wake up call.
The Breakfast Club, the show you love to hate. From the East to the West Coast.
DJ Envy.
Angela Yee.
Charlamagne Tha God.
The realest show on the planet.
This is why I respect this show, because this is a voice to society.
Changing the game.
You guys are the coveted morning show, but y'all earned it.
Impacting the culture.
They wake up in the morning and they want to hear that Breakfast Club.
The world's most dangerous morning show. Being a mother, being a
good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. It's Thursday.
Yes, it's Thursday.
And it's my born day. Drop one of Clues Bombs for me, goddammit.
Oh, that's right.
All right. Thank you, God, for blessing me with another year of life.
Well, happy birthday.
Yes, age is indeed a blessing.
It is a
privilege to be alive, okay? Because a lot of people woke up dead this morning.
That is true.
I am not one of them. Thank God.
Thank God. Well, happy birthday. Happy born day.
Yes.
Are you doing anything for your birthday today at all?
I really got to work, man. I got to work. I got something I'm working on, so I'm really working all day long. But y'all right.
Big celebration.
Nah, I'm never.
You don't really do that.
I'm not really.
You had a party
really
last
style.
Year.
No, I didn't. Oh yeah, I did. I mean, it was just a little gathering.
You had a party the year before that.
It was just a little gathering on the roof. You know,
he had a boat party one year, I believe, and then one year it was a rooftop party.
Yeah, a little gathering on the roof.
Yeah, don't act like you don't do anything for
you
it.
You know, Remy. Salute to Remy. Remy always does things for me. Like, so, you know, salute to Remy Martin.
Mm-hmm.
So they may or may not be having a little small gathering for me tonight that I don't know about.
Oh, like a surprise? Mean?
Yeah, maybe.
It's a real whole birthday today. It's a real whole birthday today.
That is a fact. Drop one of Clues Bomb for
definitely
a real
a
hoe, baby. All right? I am a formal real hoe, okay? I've reformed. I'm not that guy anymore. I'm a reformed hoe now.
There you go.
All right?
All right.
So just pretend Cardi B saying I'm a reformed hoe's birthday.
There you go. Well, Gary V will be joining us this morning.
My guy, Gary V, he's already sent a gift.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Yes. He knows what I like.
And shout to Karen Civil. We came up here, and Karen Civil seen that we needed some headphones. So she sent me and the Board Op some headphones.
The Board Op has a name. His name is M-Easy. Say his name.
His name is M-Easy. Right.
The Board Op.
He got a pair of headphones. She said his headphones look ragged.
I like how you kept it generic, though. Just in case.
What?
Things don't work out. You just say the Board Op. It's interchangeable. I like how you just kept it real generic.
And
I
shout
like
out
that.
To Steph LaCour. She, you know your girl, Steph LaCour. She interviewed me yesterday for her take. And they normally record inside, you know how DJ Khaled has a Champs store inside his studio?
Yes.
Lord have mercy.
That's where she normally records, but I guess she's in New York this week doing a few different interviews for her take. And okay. So I saw her yesterday. She told me about the text message she sent you that you never responded to.
Yeah. Who is Steph LaCour?
Steph LaCour is Khaled's artist. She has the blue hair, the long blue hair.
Now she do a podcast?
No, she does these interviews for Champs, and it's just called Her Take. It's like a weekly interview.
Lord have mercy. Khaled's like, look, we're not putting your album out, but you can work in this Champs store and do interviews?
Well, no, it's actually for Complex, and it's a good opportunity for her. It's fun, but it doesn't take away from what else she has going on musically. She lives in Miami.
Yeah, she lives in Miami.
And she's from Miami, so it's not like, it's a once a week thing. Yeah, like an hour.
She sent me a text one time that says, I can't wait to F you when I see you.
No, she said, I can't wait to F you in the club.
I can't wait to F you in the club.
I wouldn't have returned that either. You're a married man, sir. That is a trap, okay? That's the one. Matter of fact, you show that to your wife and say, can you believe what this young lady sent me?
Evan never responded, she said.
As he shouldn't. He's a married man.
Then she looked back at the text, and she really meant to write, hey, are you effing with me in the club, is what she meant to write.
Oh, I can see how that could be misconstrued.
We were hosting the club with each other. But when she sent the message, it came across another way.
I can see how that could be misconstrued. But did you show that to your wife, though?
I told my wife, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I told my wife. But I wasn't playing with it. I was like, nope, I'm not responding this message.
Sounds like a setup.
Yeah, definitely sounds like a setup to me.
You about to play that Ja Rule remix? That's just the instrumental.
That's just the instrumental.
Bro. Oh, don't tease me like that on my birthday now.
Look at you getting all excited, getting all happy.
He about to do that down-ass chick remix?
He started doing that Mary J. Blige dance,
man,
that
look,
little
man,
vibe. I see
hey, it's my birthday. I thought you, play,
you,
thought you playing a little tune for me on my birthday.
I'm seeing you over there. Well, we got front page news. What are we talking about, Yee?
We are talking about security at the airport. If you're planning to travel anytime soon, find out how this could affect you.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, the Rockets, the Houston Rockets, get Chris Paul from the Clippers. Now, is that a good trade or is that a bad trade?
I think it's a good trade, but I think the NBA is starting to look like WCW in the 90s when you had to either join the NWO or build your own team. That's what it's looking like right now.
The only thing with that is James Harden did pretty good playing point last year. So now Chris Paul coming in, he's going to play point. So do you move James Harden back to shooting guard?
I mean, James Harden can score, too. I mean, it's going to be kind of odd to watch James Harden play off the ball, but I don't freaking know. I know they're talking about bringing in Paul George and Carmelo Anthony, too.
To Houston?
Hell yeah. They're talking about bringing either or in there.
Wow. All right. Now, let's talk about three New York City babies that were suffocated while was sleeping.
Well, yeah, the reason why this is important, and it's just the third time in 1 week that this has happened, is that a baby died from suffocation while sleeping. And they're saying that people in low-income neighborhoods actually have much higher rates of sleep-related injury deaths of babies, according to data. The top cause for babies who die in their sleep were placed into their cribs on their stomach, sides, or with toys or a blanket. And if you sleep in their siblings' or parents' bed, they're also at risk for death as well. Sometimes people roll on top of the baby.
Oh, Lord. Can you imagine?
No.
Really you love can't. Your baby so much, you have the baby laying in the bed next to you, you fall asleep, and then you wake up and the baby passes away because you rolled over, not meaning any harm.
That happens a lot, though.
Don't discount that damn hag either now. That hag jump on them babies sometime, too. That's why you got to take salt and put a little salt at your door.
Well, sometimes the babies cry and need to feel a mom. So a lot of people put the babies in the bed with them so they can get the baby to sleep, and then they fall asleep and they roll on the baby. Or a lot of people put the baby on its stomach too early, and the baby is on its stomach, suffocates, it can't roll back over. That happens a lot as well.
I believe you got 10 kids. And all you can get you a little wee, get you a little straw broom, and put it at the door. You got to keep that hag out, man. Don't discount that hag.
Now let's talk about airport security.
Right. Now, starting today, there's going to be some issues if you are traveling on a flight from an overseas airport directly to the United States. And that is because the watered-down version of the Trump administration's travel ban is coming into effect at 8 p.m. Eastern time tonight. Mm-hmm. So if you are traveling from those six countries, as you know, that are part of this travel ban, then you can't come here unless you have a close relationship with a U.S. person or entity.
Okay.
Also, if you are traveling with an electronic device, they're going to have an enhanced screening of electronic devices, and they're also going to have a lot more canines that detect explosives. So if you're traveling and you're going overseas, just be prepared for some possible delays at the airport.
Now, listen, is that just for those six countries that are on the travel ban?
Yes, and certain overseas airports also.
And that's for Muslims, right? That's not for all Americans, is it?
Well, yeah, if you're not from here.
Right.
But, you know, sometimes people live here, sometimes people are living here, they're going to school, they're traveling on a visa. Mm-hmm. That is supposed to be a U.S. relationship, but you never know what could happen because it's kind of their own determination. So we'll see if this goes smoothly or not, because there's a lot of people in this country that aren't citizens. Right.
But if you are a citizen of this country and you're not going to one of those banned countries, you'd be fine.
You should be fine. You should be.
Okay. Right. All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, you can call us right now. Phone lines wide open. Or if you feel blessed, you want to spread some positivity, 800-585-1051. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up, wake up. Wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Ruben!
Yo, what's going on, baby?
What's up, Ruben? Why are you mad this morning, bro?
I'm mad because everybody's using all these Snapchat filters, making themselves look good and all that, deceiving the public, and they're drinking tap water.
What's wrong with drinking tap water?
Tap water might not be that bad.
I mean, it depends where you are. I'm in Florida right now, so we got bugs and microbes in it.
That is true. It is definitely something in the water in Florida that make all of y'all crazy as hell.
But I'm from the Bronx, so you know what it is.
Oh, my God. You destined to get a life sentence one day.
My goodness.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to everybody in the Bronx over there in Florida, man. I got mad love for my family out there in NY, but I'm in Jacksonville now, so.
You remember when David Stern vetoed that Chris Paul trade to the Lakers? That's how it should be when people from the Bronx move to Florida or vice versa. You can't be allowed to move from the craziest place in America to the other craziest place in America.
Michael, what up?
Good morning, good morning.
You blessed this morning? Tell us why.
I'm feeling good, man. So, you know, I just acquired a super job, you know what I'm saying? You know, being a super for a building. So that means I'm going to pay rent for the rest of my life. Feeling good about
that. The rest of your life?
Oh, you going to live in that building, you mean?
Well, you know, I'm not going nowhere.
What makes you think you're going to have that job for the rest of your life? What if you're a terrible super?
Because I'm going to stay on top of everything. And somebody drops a paper, I'm picking it up right after them.
There you go. You're going to do your job. You're going to do your job to the best of your ability.
Well, congrats, bro. Okay,
Uncle Charlotte, can I ask you a question, man?
Yes, sir.
I want to change my life, man. How can I change my face, man? I want to look like you right now.
Well, I have a dermatologist named Dr. Natasha Sandy, sir, and you have to drink a lot of alkaline water and drink a lot of green vegetables and pray, you know, as many times as you want a day, okay?
I appreciate that. What's the doctor's name? If I can look her up and, you know, give her a call?
Dr. Natasha Sandy, beautiful black queen from the U.K.
Call us up, 800-585-1051. Get it off your chest. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us now. Or if you feel blessed, phone lines are wide open. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
And this is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy.
Dr. O, what up?
Hi, how are you?
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
I'm fine. Good morning. I was listening about your report about the babies that died in New York City.
Isn't that so sad?
I'm sorry?
I said, isn't that so sad?
It is very sad. And one thing you should know, that black babies are 2 times more likely to die than white babies.
Oh, Lord. Black babies are 2 times more likely to die every time it comes. Why are black people always got to be 2 times more likely to die when it comes to everything?
And why is that?
You know, it's sad. But we need to know about the ABCs of safe sleep.
Okay. What's that?
A, baby should be alone in the crib. A is alone. B, on your back. And C, in a crib. Not on your bed, not in a sofa. So ABCs of safe sleep.
That sounds
alone,
you know, that
on
sounds,
your back, in a crib.
That sounds great, but the problem with that is, like, my baby now, she's 11 months old. She will not let go of her blanket. I don't care what you do. If you take that blanket away from her, she's going to be up for 6 hours.
That's how I was as a baby. I could not sleep without my blanket.
So we have to put the blanket in there, and, you know, we just have to watch her. Sometimes she has to go into bed. I ain't going to lie, but what I try to do is either there's that little crib thing that goes in the bed where you can put the baby. It's like a crib pillow where you can put the baby inside of it so you can't necessarily roll on top of it. That pretty much works for me. And what was the B? That was A, alone. B, what was B?
Crib.
Oh, on the back.
Oh, in the back. Yeah, you got to put the baby on the back.
Right.
What about the hag, Mommy?
I'm sorry?
What about the hag?
The hag?
You never heard of the hag?
I don't know what a hag is.
The hag is the little spirit that rides you in your sleep. You know how you wake up and you feel like you're awake, but you can't move?
Dr. O, have a good morning.
Thank you. Keep talking about the ABCs of safe sleep.
Okay, thank you, Mama.
Well, what about the ABCs and the H? The hag.
Now, Snack Man, good morning.
Damn, I thought you was dead, bro.
Hey, Snack Man.
Now, today is Charlamagne's birthday. Do you got a great joke for Charlamagne on his birthday, Snack Man?
I got some news for you, Angela.
Yes.
Okay, so I broke up with that black girl like 4 months ago, but, you know,
I don't like the way you said black girl.
Yo, I went to go see her, and I didn't want to travel with a loaded weapon. So before I left,
I off. Oh, that was your joke?
That was his loaded weapon.
No, that was corny.
Wow, thanks, Snack Man.
I'm not going to lie, man. White people should kick you out the crew, bro. Like, you are ridiculous.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, you can call us right now. But now, we got rumors on the way?
Well, since we're talking about health, we'll tell you who is starting a diabetes network launch. This is a pretty funny story.
Okay, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Hey, happy born day to me. That was Kodak Black Redbone. That's got to be his favorite record.
That's not Kodak Black.
That was
that's
Kodak
Black.
Who's
Gambino?
Childish Gambino.
Oh, he should do a cover of it, though. Kodak Black right now.
My goodness. All right, well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk. Riri.
Listen up. It's just
just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report. With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, now that people have identified who Rihanna's new man is, Hassan Jameel is his name, as we told you yesterday, because they were photoed making out at the pool in Ibiza in Spain. We don't know if that's her boyfriend or what the situation is, but we do know that Naomi Campbell and Rihanna had unfollowed each other on Instagram. Nobody exactly knew what happened. And Naomi used to, I guess, be friends with him, be cool with him. They were spotted really close a couple of times. Now, if you remember on Watch What Happens Live back in March, she was actually asked about why her and Rihanna aren't following each other. Here's what happened.
Everything's fine. I'm an actress now, Andy.
Yes, you are.
So I guess that was her saying everything's fine.
People pay attention to stuff like that? Who following who and who not following who?
I guess they do. I don't know. I don't even know how can you tell when somebody unfollows somebody.
I can't figure it out. I don't even know. I just, you know, and sometimes you follow people by accident. When you scroll up and down, you follow people.
And then you got to unfollow them right away, but they probably already know you followed and unfollowed them.
Right. Like one time I wasn't following Yee, and Yee wasn't following me, and people was like, oh, the Breakfast Club is beefing, and they're not following
each other. Somebody actually sent a story in to one of the blog sites saying that me and Envy was beefing with each other. But what had happened was I was trying to see if somebody wasn't following you, they could tell if you read a DM on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
So Envy was sending me one and unfollowed me to see if he could tell that I read it, even though he wasn't following me, and he'd never follow me back.
I'm gonna be honest with you. That whole explanation y'all just explained lets me know why I don't give a damn about who follows who. Okay?
I was just trying see if I read a DM, if you could tell. And so Envy was like, all right, I'm gonna unfollow you and send a DM. But then I was like, how did anybody even know that? Because I told Envy, I said, are you not following me?
I've been trying to figure out how paparazzi gets those kind of pictures of Rihanna and that dude, because they didn't look like they was trying to be seen.
Right. Well, what probably happened was somebody tipped them off, whoever was renting the villa out to them or whatever, and said, you know, Rihanna's staying here. And they probably got paid a nice amount of money. Somebody that worked there, whoever rented it. So that's how it happens, all those inside sources. All right. Damon Dash is going to be launching a new network, Dash Diabetes Network, and that is for health and wellness. He's a type 1 diabetic. So he talks about the complications that come with that disease. Here's a little sneak peek.
In life, everyone's dealt different cards. I was dealt a diabetes card. I'm a type 1 diabetic. Diabetes is not a weakness. It's a place to showcase your strength. It shows that you could do everything that everybody else could do plus that. If you want to learn more about being a diabetic and being cool while you're diabetic and the lifestyle of a diabetic, check out the Dash Diabetes Network.
I would, first of all, that sounds like a great idea, but I would love to know more. What is the Diabetes Network? Why do I need a whole network about diabetes?
Well, there's going to be 10 20-minute episodes. It's going to be filmed in the form of talk shows like fishbowl discussions, cooking-based episodes that offer recipes and wellness tips.
That's going to be cool.
Interviews with specialists, and that's going to be on his Dash streaming service, the Dash Diabetes app, and on cable TV. So it officially launches August 7th.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Dame Dash. That sounds dope. Mm-hmm. Sound like some outside-the-box thinking.
All right, now there's an auction house, Profiles in History, and they actually sold the R2-D2 droid that was used in several Star Wars movies. Guess how much that went for at the auction?
$1 million.
$2.76 million yesterday.
For R2-D2, does it work?
I don't know. But
I'm not, he sounds like...
It's 43 inches tall.
He seems like a very inadequate robot in 2017, though.
I mean, it's classic. It was in several of the movies.
Yeah, but you got robots out here that you can actually have sex with. You can penetrate. Well, what would I want with R2-D2?
You don't know what you can do with R2-D2.
Yeah, you might be able to penetrate him if that's what you're into.
He's like a high-class fire hydrant.
Now, other items that sold were Luke Skywalker's lightsaber from the first two movies. That sold for $450,000. Darth Vader's helmet from the original movie sold for $96,000. You know what else sold for a lot?
What's that?
And this has nothing to do with Star Wars. It was the lighted dance floor from Saturday Night Fever that sold for $1.2 million. And that's for all of you people that watch all these movies and think about all these original things. Is it a good investment to buy
that? I wouldn't spend all that money for R2-D2 in 2017. You'd be standing next to that thing on the street, somebody try to put mail in it.
Listen, that probably is a super, super fan.
Yeah,
who has
super,
lots
super
of money.
Fan. Absolutely.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Ms. Yee. Now, when we come back, Gary Vaynerchuk. He'll be checking in when we come back. We'll be taking your call, so if you have some questions for him, you can call us up, 800-585-1051. We're going to be talking about entrepreneurship, everything. If you got money, you need to invest it, he can probably help you.
So basically, we're going to do Ask Gary V on The Breakfast Club this morning, basically.
There you have it.
I'm with that.
All right, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building that will help you if you need help with your money and also just life in general. Gary V.
Morning.
I can't tell you how much priceless advice Gary V gives me. A couple weeks ago, Gary hit me up. He was like, look, man, you know, I'm glad that you got a New York Times bestseller. You're promoting your book. That's great. But, you know, it starts to get a little redundant. You know, you got to give something to the people. Mm-hmm. You got to give the people something.
True.
It's like, yo, meet me in Washington Square Park. You got some books on you. And we did this, like, meet and greet.
Did you
just
know where Washington Square Park was, or did you have to
I know. So we just tweeted out that we was going to be there, and it was just like a mob scene. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he just gave out mad merchandise.
You gave out 300 books in, like, 4 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, look, like, you know, I think everybody who's listening knows. And listen, when I go, I got a book coming out in January 2018, and I'm going to be throwing right hooks, too.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Get the book. But mixing that up with, like, giving something back, or, like, just flipping the camera to your face and just saying thank you.
Right.
Like, you know, people's attention is the asset now. Like, when somebody's gifting you their attention instead of with all the things, with Netflix, with video games, with life, with everything that's going on,
mm-hmm.
music, if somebody's giving you a minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes in your feed or on a video on YouTube or listening to this show, guys, mm-hmm. like, this is their attention. It's the number one asset. So when people are giving you that much attention, anybody who's trying to build something and trying to sell their beats to get a job, whatever it may be, you need to be thankful that anybody's even listening.
Right.
You know, that's true, because I do have that Help Me Ye at Gmail, and a lot of people email me on that. And whenever I have some time, I'm on a flight or I'm sitting around waiting for to do something, mm-hmm. I go on there and I just answer people's questions. And sometimes they're just happy that you responded and paid attention.
It blows their mind. They know you're busy, right? And you're doing your thing. The other thing is, doing that on email, that's one-on-one, and they feel it. Doing that in public, it's why I do, like, you know, we're gonna do some call-ins. Like, the reason I do the Ask Gary Vee mm-hmm. show is your advice to that one gal, Sally, in Arkansas, that's actually advice for another 500, 1,500
right.
people, which is why using social to answer people's one-on-one questions, or if you ask them permission after you email them, can I post this on my Facebook or things of that nature, you can help another 100 or 1,000.
Yeah, I post the questions on Instagram too.
Love it.
I think it's very important.
I don't ask though, but I take their name out.
It's very important to say to garner attention by doing the right things as well, though.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, because at the end, if you do the wrong things, you can get all the attention in the world. Eventually, you know, it plays out in a negative. Like, karma's practical. Like, I love all these kids that think there's passive income and are going to get rich real quick. You know, everybody's trying to figure out that game. It just doesn't exist.
Well, let me ask you, you know, the one thing that I get all the time, and I'm sure Ye does all the time, is, hey, I have this money. What can I invest in?
Yes.
And it's very difficult because I invest in feelings. You know what I mean? Like, if I feel a product, I invest in it. If I feel a property, I invest in it. Angela and I felt this juice bar, and we mm-hmm. bought a juice bar. So somebody has a little bit of money. They don't know what to do with that money. What would you suggest that people say, okay, I have a little bit of money. What can I do to make some money?
Look, man, it's funny. I'm going to disappoint you. Mm-hmm. I can't stop thinking that the only way I know for somebody who has time, mm-hmm. which is the one asset,
Word.
And a little bit of money, the number one thing is flipping. You can't do much with $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, the one place to take $1,000 and make it $10,000 is garage sales and flea markets and thrift stores and dollar stores. It's just very real. And you're right. And you said you did.
Mm-hmm.
You brought the flavor of, like, setting me up. Okay. You passed that ball. And this 2017 flip challenge, my man, still, last time I saw you, I'm going to say it again, every single day, 5, 10, 15 emails from people like, I had $80. Now I have $4,000.
That's great.
I mean, like, every day, screenshots of their eBay account. Now I have $2,000. Now I have $1,000. I don't know the way to really make a lot of money off a small base other than the best arbitrage when you've got little money, and that's buying and selling Marshalls, TJ Maxx. Mm-hmm. It's all just work. Download the Amazon and eBay apps, scan for an hour or two, and people are just not putting in the work, right? I think the only other thing is to build a social media account that you can monetize, right? The one other thing that seems possible is using hashtags and creating good pictures on Instagram, getting to that 100,000 followers level, which, by the way, everybody who's just listening now, who's been trying for a year and has 400 followers, like, screw that, because it's hard.
Yeah.
But if you're pretty, if you're attractive, you should be spending all your time on Instagram.
That's what I tell women all the time, especially pretty women. We'd rather see you than hear from you.
Listen, so don't tweet. I'm not going to go with Instagram. That. But I'm going to tell you right now,
but
pretty boys too. Pretty boys, like the whole fitness guys, like guys that roll with six packs. Like if you're attractive, you should spend unlimited amounts of time on Instagram because you should and you will get to 50 to 100,000 followers and you will get paid $800 by this vitamin company, $500 by a green juice company.
Flat tummy tea.
100%. It is a way to make those dollars. Those two seem the most practical.
And Facebook, too. Actually, on Facebook, I make a lot of money on my Facebook page, and I don't really, you know, all I have to do is post stuff, and every month I get paid for it.
100%. Like, if you have attention, all you are is a media company going into commercial break, right? You just have to have audience. How many followers do you have on Facebook?
Like 2 million.
Right. That's not so, you know, bad, right? Like, cool, of course, exactly.
2.5, something like that.
Yeah, and so... Playing it humble, huh? Real. And so, yeah, real humble over there. So I think those two things are the real things in 2017. To not quick scams, not my own social media agency when I never sold anything, not trading bullshit commodities, not, you know, MLMs, like all that stuff won't work.
All right, we got more with Gary Vee when we come back. We'll take your call. So if you have some questions, you can start calling right now. 800-585-1051. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Gary Vaynerchuk in the building. I love the fact that a lot of younger people are starting early. You know, because when I was 16 years old, I wasn't thinking about investing. I was thinking about working and buying a car or buying some rims, buying a system. But I'm seeing a lot of young kids, even my son. My son is 13, and I was telling you before that he makes slime and sells it.
Yep.
And he got to the point now where he's buying slime cheap from other kids and then selling it for higher prices.
Like,
he's
why really the hell are kids buying slime?
Slime's hot. Mm-hmm. If you go on Instagram right now and use the hashtag slime.
I don't even understand what that is.
It's kids are making stuff at home. Like, you know, YouTube and Instagram, people are watching stuff and then they get involved, right? Baking soda, like getting all this, making slime, right? Food coloring. Ange. And honestly, like, it's enormous and there's always trends. But you said something interesting to me, MV, and I want to, this is a perfect time to say this. I've been really trying to go down this path. You said at 15, you're trying to buy a car and get some rims. Let's talk about all these guys. I'm going to stick with guys for a minute that are trying to get into entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. Entrepreneurship is cool now, like straight up. And so, like, why did people want to get rims or cars or be an athlete back in the day? 9 out of 10 times for a 15-year-old dude, they wanted to leverage that to get the girl.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, you have so many people putting entrepreneur in their profile, and it's just a disguise to get the girl.
Mm.
And I want everybody listening right now to take a step back. And are you an entrepreneur because you love the grind and you love working 18 hours a day? Because I did. Like, work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's how you're going to win. So just so everybody listens, it's only going to be work. It's only going to be work. I don't care how smart you are. You need both. So it's only going to be work. So take a step back, 16-year-old Charlie, real quick, and decide, are you doing this because that's the thing that looks good right now because you want to hook up with Sally, or are you doing this because you love the game? Because if you love the game, you will win. It's just a matter of time. But if you're doing it for something else, usually a physical item that then you arbitrage to get the girl, you're going to lose.
But don't you need some type of motivation? I mean, if you watch, like, even the Social Network movie, I mean, A Girl with Zuckerberg.
That's
motivation.
Not true, though. That's a bullshit story. Do you know that? Hollywood fucked up. Like, that's just not a real story.
For the movie.
It's just not a real story. It's just not real. They needed it for the movie.
A love story.
Zucks.
Yeah.
My man, let's call it real straight. If anybody's confused out there, Zucks did not build Facebook for a girl. Zucks built Facebook because he wanted to dominate and he understood what was going on. So, mm-hmm. But yeah, you're not wrong. Listen, here's my thing. The only reason I say it, actually, I'm going to agree with you, is whatever your motivation is, that's you.
Mm-hmm.
You're just not likely going to win.
Mm.
Like, because the problem with entrepreneurship and building a business is it takes time and it takes giving up a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't happen quick.
So what should be your motivation? Because you got motivation, Gary. Like, you say, you always tell me all the time you want to buy the Jets.
Fake motivation. My real motivation. My real motivation is to, one, I want to pay back my parents. Like, they did real right by me, and it's just real obvious to me. I want to pay back, like, the gift. Like, I can feel like I had it. Like, you know, everybody's got their skills. And I want to win. My motivation is I want to beat everybody. I'm more like an athlete mentally. Like, I want everybody to be like, oh, that's the best entrepreneur. That's the best businessman.
I'm the same way. Yeah.
Like the game.
I'm addicted
to the game.
Yeah, I've always said I want to be the best radio personality on the planet. That's always been my motivation.
And listen, notice how we're all jumping in on this. Angie's shaking her head. Like when you love the game and the process, all the rich shit comes.
Yes.
When you're going for the watch or the private jet, you're not into the game, and the process is the only thing that gets you there.
Right.
Now, one thing I was going to say is another piece of advice
100%.
That I think is good. I just recently did this panel called Winning Plays, right?
Okay.
And one thing that I do think is good also is to attend things that interest
you. Open your mind.
Right. And it's a great way to network also, because networking is really important for people. I feel like if you want to be successful and make money, you have to really sometimes get out and do it.
The startup that I've been waiting for is the Tinder for business, like the Tinder for networking. Right, because people are scared. They stay in their subcultures. Mm-hmm. You know, you were talking. I was thinking about my parents because they had a thick Russian accent. They were embarrassed of their accent. I'm sure a lot of people listening right now with immigrant parents, like people don't know. Like I see you shaking your head.
People don't, right?
Yeah, he knows. People don't. If you don't have immigrant parents, you actually don't know this. You don't know how much of a stigma it is to somebody who comes to America at 25 and has that thick accent. They don't go out and network. They're embarrassed by it. So, you know, how much money you've got, what neighborhood you come from. Meanwhile, we got things like meetup.com. I'm going to get real practical again. Mm-hmm. You know, you put me in that mindset every time I come in this booth. Meetup.com. Unlimited events, all free. And Ange, honestly, you probably dropped the best line right now, because the truth is, it's always going to be who you know, not what you know. Forever, forever. The reason people should go to good colleges is because your roommate is connected. Like, right. You know, it's always, always, always and forever who you know. And a lot of people sit and dwell. And I always say this. I'm like, look, the only people that are willing to listen to you complain and see how shitty it is the people that love you, your mom, and your other loser friends.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so the way to break that is to go to places where people are motivated. And when you can go to a meetup in Midtown, even though you may live in a suburb that doesn't have anything going on, that's how you shake that first hand that changes the course of your life.
Is that why you do all the meetups and stuff like that?
100%.
That's the one thing I disliked about college and myself.
Go ahead.
When I was in college, I wasn't social.
Yeah, you
I stayed to myself and I tried to figure things out. So when I graduated, I didn't have a lot of friends and a lot of different places and a lot of connections. So the grind was a lot harder for myself because I didn't have that, yo, what are you doing? Like, oh, I'm going to call. You know, I didn't have that. That's the one thing I would say I would take back. If you're in school or you're doing these business meetings, or a lot of realtors go to these mixes, make sure you speak. Make sure you talk. Make sure you have business cards and, you know, communicate with each other.
Let me say something real important. There's a bunch of kids right now thinking, but yeah, what am I going to say? I don't think people realize, no matter what you're doing, if you're at zero and you're in the middle of nowhere, or you're a trillion and on a high rise in New York, you've got your perspective.
Right.
Like, there's a lot of people, right? Like you've got your perspective, and you just need to own that. Like, I got nothing. I live with this, but this is how I see it. I have immigrant parents from India. This is how we see culture. Like, like you never know. Like, everybody's doubting themselves instead of thinking about, what do I have? I have my perspective. I have my ear to the streets in this little block. This is what I know. And so everybody's just sitting right now listening about what they're not instead of realizing what they are.
All right, when we come back, we'll take your calls. I see a lot of you guys on the line. If you want to talk to Gary V, 800-585-1051. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ NV Angela Yee. Charlamagne Tha God, we are The Breakfast Club. We have Gary V in the building. He's going to be taking your calls. So if you have questions about investing money, flipping, entrepreneurship, call right now, 800-585-1051. Let's go right to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Fox from Brighton, Boston, Mass.
Hey, what's up, Fox?
I have a question for Gary V.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, Gary V. So I'm working 50 hours a week at my aunt's corner store, trying to make it better. But at the same time, I'm following my dreams, putting in 40 hours for my own thing. And I'm just trying to figure out, 24 years old, $0,000 to my name, but a full-time job. What's the next step?
I mean, I think first and foremost, are you happy with the 90 hours, right? Like, you're putting work, helping the family business. You know, that's paying some bills, right?
And it's paying some bills, but at the same time, you know, I'm focused on me. I'm working every day on my own.
What are you doing with those 40 hours?
I've currently been working with my boy on Point Motion. The camera looks at you as you move.
Yep.
You could control music and vibrations. It helps kids with autism.
And so what? Is that a consumer product, or are you trying to get companies to pay you from a B2B standpoint so that you get paid for the production of that?
We're looking into hold on, into distributing it to schools, into hospitals, into helping kids with autism.
And so if you're spending 40 hours a week on that, right, like you should be spending 80% of that on customers. You shouldn't still be in a place where you're looking into anything. Mm. It needs to be spending all your time on trying to get customers. Because if you don't have customers, it doesn't matter how much investment you get. It doesn't matter how much work you put in. You're not going to have something at the end. I think the key is, whether it's you or your boy, somebody's got to start really cracking that nut to figure out how to get people to pay for whatever you're doing.
Damn right.
We got a real question online. Joe Kwan, you got a real question for Gary Vee, right?
Were fake questions?
I have a real question.
Oh, this is real? Okay, Jay.
Go ahead.
Like keeping it real, real.
Okay, got it. Go ahead.
Have you ever smashed a black girl? And if so, how did it feel?
Oh, God
what
damn it.
That is a real question.
That's his real question.
Let's just say I went to Mount Ida College. That's the answer.
So that's a yes for you, okay?
That's a yes.
All right, that's a yes.
Now we have Audrey on the line.
Is Tokyo
Audrey,
Joe listening?
Good morning, Audrey.
Hey, my question is, how do you not let your hustle game fire die with all the things that can happen in life that, you know, life throws at you?
I mean, look, either you give a shit about what other people think or you don't. The curveballs that are thrown at life are either insular or you care about what other people think. So if bad things are happening, usually people break down because they're worried about what their friend thinks, what their mom thinks, what their aunt thinks, what the market thinks. When bad things have happened to me, or when I see other people that I've seen win, when bad things happen, they go inside themselves and they just calibrate it with themselves. So, Audrey, listen, life's going to always throw you curveballs. You know, you could be on top of the world and the next day it's over. And so I think it's basically about how you think. I guarantee the reason you are even asking that question is you care too much what other people think.
Yeah, it's honestly, because I'm a college student, it's honestly like dealing with things with my parents and 100% what I love. But, you know, I'm from Kenya originally, living in the U.S., so it's like culture and
of course immigrant
you
kids
care.
Yep. Immigrants kids have it tough. Their parents want a certain track, but let me just say this to everybody who's listening: either you're going to have friction and beef with your parents now, or it's going to happen later. Either you're going to listen to them now and do something you want, you know, do something they want you to do, and then you're going to regret them in 20-30 years and drop that on them. Or you're going to fight for it now and either prove them wrong or prove them right. But here's the punchline: when you're 33, if you gave it your at-bat and your all to do you, you could always settle into becoming a lawyer or an accountant or whatever mom and dad want you to do.
And they're going to be happy with you later on once you're successful anyway.
Absolutely. This is the last call. James is 16. He's a teenager. What's up, James?
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you?
I'm glad you're thinking like this already. What's your question for Gary Vee?
I was wondering, well, I'm 16 years old, and like you said, I love entrepreneurship, I love business, and I started my own social media agency, marketing, but I'm not an expert by any means. I listen to his podcast all day, every day, and I'm trying to learn. I want some advice on what I should be doing for the future.
Look, I mean, what I would tell you to do is put in the work. You're 16, right? You could literally, like, so many 16-year-olds have started their social media agencies and trying to get brands and businesses to pay them to do social media, yet they've never sold shit on social media, right? So what I would tell you to do is spend the next 16 years of your life and actually become a practitioner, like know how to run a Facebook ad. You know, the advice I gave the first question: do Reddit, do Instagram, do Facebook. Cool, easy for me to say. Everybody back home listening right now is like, well, what do I do? That's the key. You got to go to Google, look it up. You got to test. You got to try things. You got to become a practitioner. I could tell you to play basketball, but what does that mean? You got to go and shoot. You got to go and dribble. I could tell you to get into better shape. What does that mean? You got to go do push-ups. You got to go run on the treadmill.
Right.
My man, this is about doing. So what's my advice? Instead of pondering and coming up with a strategy or knowing you want to be successful, you got to put the dirt under your fingernails. Have you run a Facebook ad? Have you gone into the ad product and run a Facebook ad?
Yes, I have.
How much money have you spent on Facebook ads in your career?
Not for me, but for one of my clients, a real estate agent. I was just a test ad. It was $50.
Right. So that means you just haven't had a lot of experience yet, right? Like you need to get.
I'm doing a lot and I'm testing a lot. It's just I want to. It's not tactics. I want. How do I say this? Like, just
macro.
Know what to do. Yes.
It's the same advice I gave to the last person. It's the same advice I've given on all three appearances here. It's the same advice I'm going to give to my last breath. This is an inside game. Here's my advice. Only f*** with yourself in your own mind and don't give a f*** about what anybody else says. The
Damn
end.
Right.
I live in Miami and I'm surrounded by all of these people who don't know what they're doing. They're all they care about is partying.
Yep.
But like you were saying, I disregard them. I still have friends and family.
It's of just, course.
Like I'm paying attention to what I need to do.
You're focused.
And I won't stop till I get there.
So listen, man, now the best part plays out, right? In 15 years, we get to double check and see if you did or you didn't.
There you go. Good luck, James.
I look forward to seeing you in the future. Thank
Can't
you
Can't wait,
so much.
James.
Stay with it.
Well, I know Gary's got to go. So, mm-hmm. Tell us about Planet F.
So, you know, me and three international superstars, you mm-hmm. know, Gwyneth Paltrow, Will.i.am, and Jessica Alba, see pitches for apps in the app store. We want to then mentor them, more like The Voice, right? Okay. Like we help them, and then over 6 to 8 weeks we get them ready, and then they go in front of Lightspeed, one of the biggest mm-hmm. VCs in the world, backers of Snapchat and stuff of that nature, mm-hmm. and they gave away tens of millions of dollars to some of the apps.
And wow.
10 episodes, Apple Music.
And you guys all have lots of very successful businesses. Jessica Alba has the Honest
yeah, she's a
company,
beast.
And Gwyneth Paltrow has Goop.
Beast. I mean, like, and Will's really into tech and AI and things of that nature and real kind of creative genius. It was super fun. Look, I was like the fourth wheel, right? Except yeah. that it was my world, right?
Uh-huh.
Everybody in America knows who those three are, but for me, it was a great advantage because that was my world. I come from startup investing and right. app stuff, so it's been real good for me, man.
There you have it. Well, Gary V, we appreciate you joining us as always.
I appreciate it.
It's The Breakfast Club. It's Gary V.
The Breakfast Club.
We are The Breakfast Club.
Salute to my guy Gary Vaynerchuk for coming through this morning. Mm-hmm. He bought me some Remy Martin XO for my born day.
Okay.
You know, it's always interesting when rich people give you gifts because I just like to see, you know, what they do.
What you mean?
I don't know. I don't know what I was expecting, but I'm thankful for the Remy Martin.
So you're saying it wasn't enough?
No, it definitely wasn't enough, but it was just...
He's a bird, yo.
I'm not a bird. I'm just simply saying.
What?
I just didn't know what I was going to get. I'm like, oh, wow. Gary got me something.
It's a real whole birthday today. It's a real whole birthday today.
It's a real whole birthday day.
I'm appreciative, though. Thank you,
I
Gary.
Got you some popcorn.
I don't need popcorn.
But, all right. Well, let's
for us.
Let's get to the rumors. We're talking Mariah Carey.
This is the Rumor Report. With Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up. Nah.
Well, you know, everybody always talks about what a diva Mariah Carey is. Just recently, Will Ferrell revealed that she was supposed to be in his movie, The House, but they had to cut her out of the movie. They said at about midnight, I got a knock on my trailer, and they said, you can just go home because she just wasn't there on time. But anyway, now this masseuse. Now, this is interesting. This masseuse is a top masseuse. By the way, I searched her, and she's actually including Kanye West, David Bowie, Rihanna, Gwen Stefani, Eminem has been a client. She bites people on their back during massages.
I've been hearing about that, the massages with the biting.
The
yeah,
what?
She's the expert in that. Her name is Dr. Dot Stein. And she did an interview and she said of Mariah Carey, it's a huge production to massage her. She doesn't want anyone touching her bed sheets. She refuses to lie on a massage table. She said, God forbid my saliva would have touched her. She would have erupted. So I didn't bite Mariah. So she just...
Bite?
That's her thing. She bites people.
That's sanitary? Somebody bite you?
She bites your back and your butt. As you lie on
your hands ain't strong enough. Then if you gotta bite me with your jaws, your hands ain't strong enough. You need to find a new line of work. Okay,
bite, that's disgusting.
Your hands is perfectly fine. I don't need you to bite me.
Yeah, but I promise you, she's getting paid a lot of money.
But we all know Mariah Carey, the diva. Mariah Carey, she's been to the Breakfast Club like twice.
I don't know that I would want somebody to bite me either.
Yeah, no, I don't want nobody to bite me. Remember Mariah Carey came here? Mariah Carey mm-hmm. dimmed all the lights, and she had her own lighting director, and she set up her own lights, and she told us. I said to her, nobody's going to be able to see us. And she goes, well, that's the point, darling.
Yes, darling.
You know what she said in this previous interview that I read from her? She said, the reason she started doing this, she said, I wanted to get into shows for free and meet the people who wrote the lyrics that were so close to my heart. It was a choice of either oral sex or money or massage, so I chose massage.
What happened now?
She was trying to get backstage to meet some of her favorite celebrities, like the rock band Def Leppard and people like that.
I'm going to be honest with you, man. If you're going to bite
That's
random...
That's her if you have Revolt TV.
If you're going to bite random people that you give massages to, you might as well give some fellatio, damn it. Okay?
No, it's a big difference.
Yeah, you're not going to bite me on my ass.
Between that. But I'm
That's not a big difference. You're just going to random... You're going to bite random people backs?
I'm looking at the picture of her biting somebody's back. It looks crazy.
But you don't want to give fellatio.
A bite.
Please.
I like when people put their elbow, like when they massage you with their elbow.
What happens if you got a pimple on your butt and she bites it or something?
Yeah,
that's exactly why she might as well get fellatio. That's exactly why. Because it's damn near the same thing coming out of that pimple coming out of the penis.
All right, now. I don't think
same texture.
I hope not.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, now let's talk about who is quitting touring, potentially Adele. She wrote a letter, touring is a peculiar thing. It doesn't suit me particularly well. I'm a real homebody, and I get so much joy in the small things. Plus, I'm dramatic, and I have a terrible history of touring. She said, I wanted my final shows to be in London because I don't know if I'll ever tour again, and so I want my last time to be at home. She said to everybody, thank you for coming, for all of your ridiculous love and kindness. I will remember all of this for the rest of my life. Love you. Good night for now. Adele.
I wouldn't pay for an Adele show anyway.
Why?
I mean, she's very talented and she can sing, but I like performances. You know what I'm saying? I like dancing. Absolutely. I don't want to see somebody shaped like a Twitter egg standing in the middle of the stage and just singing.
She can't move around.
You know
like
what
that.
I'm saying?
She said she gets really nervous with live performances. She said she's too frightened to try anything new. It's getting worse. It's
see what
not
I'm
getting
saying?
Better. Mm-mm-mm. And she said she feels like it should have gotten better by now. So
especially for the cost of an Adele ticket, I'm sure.
But she sings a lot of ballads, too. So
I'm cool
you're
on
not going to really dance around.
Nah, pass.
Our boss, Thea, she loves Adele. She goes to those Adele concerts. She does not play.
I ain't got time for that.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
Adele concerts for people who like to sit down at shows. That's what that's for.
No, you stand up and
you
sing.
You want to sit down the whole
sing
show.
Sing along. You want to cry.
Yeah, I'm cool on all that. I ain't paying nobody to make me cry.
All right, let's move on. Charlamagne!
Yes.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
Listen, man, donkey of the day is going to a young couple, okay? This is a teachable moment, you know, because this internet is driving people crazy, and in the words of Fabulous, money isn't the root of all evil anymore. Attention is. So let's talk about it. Four after the hour, damn it.
All right, we'll get into that when we come back. Why do you have that mask behind you? The Hillary Clinton mask. Why
mask
is that
off.
There? Why is that here?
As a reminder of what could have been. That's all.
Oh, all right. Donkey of the day is up next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, it's donkey of the day for Thursday, June 29th, my born day. Goes to a young couple named Mona Lisa Perez, 19 years old, and Pedro Ruiz, 22 years old. Now, the great urban philosopher Fabulous once said, money isn't the root of all evil anymore, attention is. And that is a fact. People are literally selling their soul to get attention on social media. I personally will never understand it. I grew up in an era when it was about getting dollars, not followers, okay? Cash rules everything around me is what I came up on, but not this era. This era is truly the internet rules everything around me, and I don't get it. Never will I understand the desire to be famous by any means necessary, okay? Well, this Minnesota couple had that desire. In fact, they set up a vlog and a YouTube page. Mona Lisa Perez says they started a YouTube channel in March, which aimed to show the real life of a young couple who happened to be teen parents. Now, I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary, but it's a network I work for called MTV, and I'm almost certain that they have had a show on for quite some time showing the life of teen parents. That show is called Teen Mom, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, that's the other thing with social media. Can you give me something I can't get somewhere else? If not, don't even start. Whatever it is that you plan to do, okay? Someone should have told 19-year-old Mona Lisa Perez and 22-year-old Pedro Ruiz that Teen Mom already existed, and we don't need to see the real life of a young couple who happened to be teen parents on your YouTube page. Now, they also had uploaded several YouTube videos, many of which involved various pranks and stunts and challenges, and some of the videos also featured their 3-year-old daughter. Now, Pedro had been trying to convince Mona Lisa for a while to do one stunt in particular, and she kept saying no. And she should have kept saying no. But instead, she wanted to be a supporting girlfriend, so she told Pedro, okay, I'll do the stunt. What did your Uncle Charla always tell you, kids? Destiny is not a matter of chance, it's a matter of choice. Because of the poor choices this couple made, one, Pedro for wanting to do the stunt, and two, Mona Lisa for agreeing to do the stunt, their lives have been permanently changed forever. I know you want to know what this stunt is, so let's go to KULY-TV NBC for the report, please.
A woman is now facing manslaughter charges in what is being called a YouTube stunt gone wrong. Chasing fame has cost a Halstead, Minnesota man his life and landed his girlfriend behind bars. The family of Pedro Ruiz say he gave a .50 caliber handgun to his girlfriend Monday night and insisted she shoot it at a book he was holding, thinking it would stop the bullet. Reportedly, the couple had tested the stunt already, but it didn't work this time. Ruiz lost his life.
No.
His girlfriend, Mona Lisa Perez, was initially held on charges of firing a gun recklessly, but those charges were upgraded late this morning to manslaughter.
No.
It's awful.
There's no book. Okay? There's no book a bullet can't stop. All right? A bullet can go through damn near any book. I don't care if that book is the Bible, the Quran, The Secret, the autobiography of Malcolm X. My book, Black Privilege, which is in stores now. Okay? I pray that my daughters don't ever get involved with a man this foolish. All right? This is all the man's fault because Mona Lisa wasn't doing anything but listening to her man. I have no problem with a woman following her man as long as he is leading her right. A man's job is to protect and provide for his family. I don't see how telling your woman to shoot at me while I hold this book because the book will stop the bullet. I don't see how telling your woman to do that for a YouTube video falls under the protect or provide categories. Now, because of the foolish ass path her man took and because, you know, you decided to follow him, a 3-year-old child is now fatherless and possibly motherless because Mona Lisa has been charged with second degree manslaughter, a felony that carries a max sentence of 10 years, a fine of $20,000, or possibly both. This ain't nothing but the devil. In fact, I'm not going to blame this on the devil. This ain't nothing but the technical boy. All right? If you watch American Gods or have read the book like me, then you know what I'm talking about. This ain't nothing but the technical boy. When you worship the internet and not God, this is what happens. A real man, you know, doesn't put his woman first. He puts God first because he knows that he has to follow God in order to lead his lady. But clearly, Pedro put technical boy first, and following technical boy led him to the grave and his woman to jail. Please give Pedro Ruiz and Mona Lisa Perez the biggest hee-haws, please.
I'm just curious how it worked the first time, though. How did when he tested it? How did it go?
I don't know. I ain't even gonna sit here and try to see what was going on in that guy's head. Man, ain't no book that can stop no bullet. Damn it, I'm telling you that right now.
Yeah, what made her think that was a good idea?
Maybe her man.
Maybe a BB gun, but jeesh.
Listen, I don't care if my man said that to me. I would be like, I don't think that's going to...
That's because you got good sense. You're not a 19-year-old little girl from Minnesota.
They should have read the book.
Yeah, right. They should have read the book. All right. Thank you for that donkey of the day. Now, when we come back, ask Ye. 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Ye, you need some advice, call Ye right now. 800-585-1051. Hit her up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Ye, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Ye, 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Ye, you could call her at any time. Hello, who's this?
Hello. What's going on? My name is Mark.
Mark, hey. What's your question for Ye, bro?
Yes, Mark, talk to me.
Okay, listen. All right, it's a relationship question, this, that, and the third. I just want to know, all right, when I was 20 years old, I was dating a girl who I met at the club, who I thought was 18, this, that, and the third. She was 16.
Oh,
we had a child together. Her mom lied. She had fake IDs. It wasn't, you know what I mean? It wasn't like I was dropping off at the school, this, that, and the third, but I got charged with sexual assault.
So
I got locked up
for
2 years.
Wait, so how did you end up getting charged at all? Like, who?
Well, because when her brother came home, I decided not to be with her anymore. So I left her, and she wasn't having that, so she called the police, and she lied. She made a whole rape story up. They dropped the rape the actual rape charge, but since she was underage and I had a child with her, that's how I got charged.
Wow,
with sexual
that's
assault.
Okay.
Yeah, for real. But you know what? I ain't even gonna lie to me. She need to be on X-Files as well because why? Because this ain't her first time. She did it to like 3 or 4 other guys. One guy's doing 10 years for her.
That's crazy. Y'all need some better lawyers or something. But go ahead.
But now you know, I'm with my present girl now. You know, we chilling. We just sat in the third. And I want to tell her, but I don't know.
You better tell her just like you told us.
That sounds crazy. I ain't gonna lie, bro.
No, I mean, listen, you have to tell her something like that. First of all, the girl was 16. You were 20. Y'all have a child together. She knows you have a child, right?
Yeah.
Now, does she know you don't get along with the mother?
Yeah, but she doesn't know why.
Well,
you know what I mean? She just...
You better go on ahead and tell her. I don't think that's any reason. If somebody told me that and explain to me what happened. I didn't know her age, da-da-da-da-da. She had me arrested, and... I don't think it would make me not want to be with them, but what would make me not want to be with you is that you knew and didn't tell me.
This is the twist.
Oh, boy.
Now,
she's 16?
Is she... No. Hell no. The girl that I'm with, she's like very like opinionated. And I remember we having a conversation one time. She was very opinionated about people with sex charges.
Oh,
okay.
Boy.
Well, listen, this is a little bit different. It's not like you really sexually assaulted someone. She had a relationship with you that was consensual. She lied to you about her age. She got upset that you left her, and she had you sent to jail. Whose fault is that?
I mean, of course that's hers, but I was just nervous. I'll do it.
You have to tell her. I would be more mad that you didn't tell me this if I was her than what actually happened. So, got to tell.
Yeah, good luck, bro. Let us know how that conversation goes.
Mm-hmm.
Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Yee, you could call her right now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Breakfast Club. Hello, who's this?
Juicy.
Juicy. Okay, Juicy. What's your question for Yee?
So basically, I feel like I understand celebrities feel like, you know, all their fans are crazy or whatever. But I feel like if I go to every show, like I'm up there supporting you, I'm telling all my homegirls about you, I play your music all the time, you know, anytime you come out, I'm there supporting you. If I respectfully ask you to come with, you know, accompany to my appointment, you know, that basically is going to let me know if I got breast cancer or not. If I ask you as a fan, like, hey, I have, you know, a lump in my breast and, you know, I have 2 appointments and the results, you know, come out, you know, on the second appointment and...
Who are you asking? You're asking celebrities?
Just random people?
The person I asked, I've met him 3 times, so he knows, you know, I'm not like a crazy fan, like I'm a fan who's met him.
Oh, you're definitely a crazy fan.
Okay,
how?
Juicy. So
I support you as an artist, and I ask you to come with me to find out if I got breast cancer or not. I'm crazy.
Yes.
Well, Juicy, celebrity or not, you've met somebody 3 times.
Right.
So, you don't, and you asked him to come with. I wouldn't ask somebody I met 3 times.
Did you ask your mama? What about your daddy?
Yeah. What about one of your best friends or something?
My mom is there, and my dad is in, like, he's not here. So I'm not.
Jail.
I mean, yeah, I have friends and I do have family, but I feel like, you know, you're somebody that, you know, is able to help me in the sense that I wouldn't be in there crying. I wouldn't die if I found out. You know what I mean?
Who is this celebrity?
I don't want to say that because I don't want to be like I'm not a crazy person, and I don't feel like I'm crazy for asking you to help me.
Who is the celebrity?
Well, so Juicy. So let me. Okay, so he blocked you after you asked?
Yes, like it's not like I was, like, you know, crazy or anything. And I felt like I said I would be grateful to have your support. That's what I said.
I think you should tell us who it is so maybe he'll feel guilty and then maybe he'll go with you on your next appointment.
Stop it.
Who is the person?
That's messed up. I feel like, what if his...
Give us a hint.
Is he a singer?
Yes.
Trey Songz.
Have you had sex with him?
Why is y'all so
is
right?
Is it Trey? Like, is it Trey? It's Trey, right?
That was so sad.
It's Trey. I know it was Trey. The reason I know it was Trey because only Trey's fans would feel like he's close enough with them to ask him to go to a breast cancer appointment.
Can you get out of Ask Yee right now?
What is this so silly? Like,
you know, no, Juicy. First of all,
I'm crazy. I'm sorry.
Juicy.
Supporting the whole music world because I feel like if I support you to that level, like I spent a lot of money. I traveled to shows like outside, not because, you know, like I wanted something in return, just because I wanted to support you as a fan. I'm like, you're great.
Juicy, I just want to say something here. Number one, I just want to tell you, I am sorry that you're dealing with this, with the lump in your breast and having to go to these appointments and everything. Okay.
And So it's not like I think I'm a fan. I'm not crazy. I'm a very good person. Like I do a lot for people. Like I take care of all my siblings. I'm the oldest. My mom
passed
away.
Tell you that they're not crazy, like, more than 7 times in a 5-minute conversation.
But Juicy, let me explain something to you. Okay, the artist is not asking you personally, hey, I need you to come to my show. Hey, you're doing this out of your own free will, and you should never do things to support people expecting them to do something for you in return. You should do it because you want to do it.
You're right.
So if you really support a person and you're a true person that feels like connected to somebody, you go to those shows, you spend your money because you want to, because it makes you feel good, and you should not say, well, because I've done this for you, you need to do this for me.
I'm not. I'm just saying that I feel like when I did ask...
How about you could ask him to just, hey, can you offer me some kind words or let me know that I'm in your thoughts? Things like that. But you can't expect him to leave what he has to do and his responsibilities. He's only met you 3 times.
Being
and I'm sure
selfish.
He does appreciate your support and he loves the fact that you come out and support him, but you should never do anything in life expecting something in return. I never expect anybody to do anything for me. I can ask, and if you say no, I have to respect that.
You sound very entitled.
You're right, and I do respect that.
You ain't even offered that man no fellatio or nothing.
Stop
first.
It.
And
stop
you.
It.
I did. I asked him. I was like, hey, I'll take you to dinner.
Did you say I will give you fellatio?
It's Trey Songz. He should already know that. Like, it's not.
True. I got a point. Listen, you're making a valid point.
Girl, this is not. Okay.
My goodness.
Anyway, just leave him alone. Don't expect anything. Continue to be a fan and a supporter. And just chill.
And we'll keep your mama in our prayers, baby.
Her mom dead.
Oh, your mom died? Right.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. You talk about where your family at. Okay, they're gone. So if I do feel like I could reach... Like, I'm not saying that he should, but I feel like if I do feel like I reach out to you on something serious, like, you can at least, like, understand me. Like, I'm not...
Okay.
Everybody's not...
All right,
Juicy. Ask Charlamagne.
And I wasn't expecting nothing.
Juicy, you gotta, for things like that, you really have to call on people that are very close to you, not somebody that you've met 3 times.
That you really don't know.
Juicy,
don't make
it. Juicy.
No, like, wait, let me tell you. When I told my grandma, like, she just was like, oh, my God, it's the end of the world. So I stopped telling people, you know. I was like, oh, well, I can't tell nobody else. Because she started crying. She's like, oh, you're going to die. Like, so I was like, if I tell anybody else close to me,
so
like, I don't
cancer?
Want to tell my brother and sister.
She says she has a lump. That's why
oh,
she has.
Oh, you got breast cancer. Okay.
She doesn't know. She got a lump.
Yes.
You have breast cancer?
It's
you just
a lump in my breast.
She doesn't know what it is.
Well,
yet.
You don't know what it is. But I
Girl,
say
you
this.
You need to go to the damn doctor, not
Juicy,
Trey Songz.
Go to the doctor.
I made 2 appointments, and that's why I told him. I was like, hey, could you come to the one where she's going
to
give me the results?
So she waiting on Trey Songz to go to the doctor?
Girl, just go handle your business and worry about yourself, okay?
Ashley, if you don't hang up on this dumb-ass girl.
Hey,
oh, my gosh.
Jesus Christ, man. This girl
Juicy,
is so
good luck
stupid.
To you, man.
Lord have mercy.
We hope that you don't have breast cancer.
And then you be trying to have patience with these people, and then you talking to them, and as soon as you call her stupid, you the bad guy. That was the dumbest
Stop
thing
it.
I ever heard
well,
in my life.
Juicy, if you're listening,
calm
hit up Charlamagne and hit up Ye and ask them to go with you.
Maybe I'm not coming with you. Charlamagne busy. I got 2 daughters. I work hard. I got a lot of other things that I got to deal with. You with your little entitled ass.
Charlamagne, right? Get out of here, okay?
That's
Stop
crazy.
It. Stop it.
That is crazy.
The
to
problem
me.
Is that you weren't listening from the beginning, so you didn't hear all that.
Nah, I didn't even.
What this whole
I got
call
lost.
Was about.
ask Ye and then see come in and say something.
You can't listen when you're talking, man.
800-585-1051. We got rumors on the way?
I think so.
That's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club.
I hope Juicy's doing okay, man, from Ask Yee.
Oh, yeah,
now.
Hopefully she is.
I don't give a damn what Juicy doing, okay? Juicy need to go to the doctor and get her breast checked out and make sure she don't got breast cancer and stop feeling so entitled because she went to a few shows of Trey Songz, okay? Stop it.
All right, well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk JMB.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo, yeah.
Rumor report. This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, according to TMZ, sources are saying in Hollywood, in Bel Air, that Beyonce and Jay-Z are buying a new house that's being shopped for $130 million.
Nice.
Now, according to multiple real estate sources, they're saying the house is in escrow. We don't know exactly how much they're going to end up paying for it, but they're saying that it's Beyonce and Jay-Z buying this house. It's 30,000 square feet. It has 8 bedrooms, 11 bathrooms, 4 pools, a basketball court, recording studio,
wow.
Spa, and paddle tennis court.
Jeez,
and
look
it's
at
also
that crib.
Yes.
Blue Ivy and the twins got their own high school. Drop one of Clues bombs for them, damn
it. If you ever Bo TV, they just showed the picture.
Can I see it again, Revolt? Oh, my goodness.
You sure that's just not a charter school for the kids? You sure that's their house?
That's Khaled buying a charter school for his kids.
I think Jay-Z and Beyonce just bought a charter school for the kids, man.
That house is amazing.
Mm-mm-mm.
God bless him.
Schools everywhere.
You know, Jay-Z, he's putting out the 4-4 album tomorrow. He was going to put it out today, but I was like, you know what, Jay? I don't want my birthday to overshadow your album, so just wait till tomorrow.
Well, he's got four pools. All right, Shonda Rhimes.
Nobody believes you. This guy.
I'm just telling you the truth.
I just kept him moving.
He got a serious face, too.
Shonda Rhimes says that people only saw her as a person after she lost 150 pounds. She said she got a lot more respect and positive attention from men and women after her weight loss a couple of years ago. She said she was wondering how people felt about her before she was moved to lose weight. And she said she did that because she couldn't walk up a short flight of stairs without stopping to take a break and wiping sweat from her brow.
Well,
now she said she feels like a chunky spy in a thinner world. And she says people feel comfortable telling fat jokes in front of her. Jokes, she said, that are ultimately about the woman I used to be and the one she could be again. Because being thinner doesn't make you a different person, she said. It just makes you thinner.
I have never even noticed Shonda Rhimes was fat. Never. I never even paid it no attention. I looked at those pictures this night and I was like, oh.
You didn't know.
I know.
If you ever vote, you can see what she used.
Because I always paid attention to just her work. You know what I'm saying? Whether it was Scandal or How to Get Away with Murder, or you know, my wife was reading her book.
She lost a lot of weight.
Her book was called The Year of Yes, I believe. My wife read it. I didn't read it, but I never noticed she was a big woman.
Right. Well, that's her thoughts on things. I guess a lot of people that worked with her treated her differently, is what she was saying.
They should have been treating her like the boss, regardless.
All right, now Kanye says that he plans to resume his tour back in early 2018.
We cool on that, yeah.
Why you say that?
Be cool on that.
Right, so they're saying Live Nation is in talks with his team, and they said they're getting ready to jump as soon as he gives the green light. So they said he's physically and mentally back, and they said better than they've ever seen him. He's focused, he's engaged, and he's overcome the issues that landed him in the hospital last year.
I mean, the thing is this. The Life of Pablo show was an amazing show. That floating stage is, I mean, a great, great, great concert. But the moment is past.
No, you could do another show. You could put out some new music and do another tour.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be the same.
You're right. But yeah, it'd have to be some new music attached to it. I'm cool on it right now, though.
All right. Now let's discuss this Joe Budden versus DJ Academic situation. Now, yesterday, we had told you about how the two of them, well, Joe Budden got into it with the Migos. He gave his explanation of what happened. And they still have some not so great things to say about each other. Joe Budden was on his own podcast, and he was discussing how he felt about his co-host. Here's what he had to say.
Academics is one of the biggest I've ever seen in my entire life. But he should never comment on anything that has to do with physicality. There's nothing wrong with being but you gotta be to the corner sometimes. Just shut up.
And the word he was using is similar to vagina.
By the way, if I was to call Angelia Envy a vagina outside of this radio station, we probably wouldn't be on the air the next day. We probably have to have a meeting first. You know?
Wait, now, hold on. How come you can call us that inside this radio station?
Because we're talking to each other.
I don't know if that's cool
either. I never did it on the microphone. We might curse each other out when the mic's off.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a little disrespectful.
He said outside of the studio.
They might owe each other 5 minutes, and then after the 5 minutes, I don't know. That's gonna be hard. It's gonna be hard to work with each other after that.
Well, here is what Academics has to say about his co-host, Joe Budden, because they have this show Everyday Struggle together.
I feel it's almost like an assault on my brand at this point. Once you start attacking me as a person, you're attacking me as a brand, right? You're not making really even commentary on what we're doing on the show. You're just attacking me.
Now, he goes on to detail as well everything that happened and give his account of Joe Budden versus the Migos that you didn't see on the tape, right? So,
are you talking about everything I told y'all yesterday?
I mean,
oh, okay.
Yeah,
but you know, Charlamagne be hating, so I'm just going to fall back instead of telling the truth. I'm just going to relax.
Well, this is just Academics giving his account. We weren't there, so we don't know what happened, right?
So how are they going to work with each other today?
I guess we'll see. But it would be interesting because I'm sure people will be paying attention.
They should just fight.
We don't have the audio back talking about it? Oh, well, yeah. I mean, Ag basically said everything I said yesterday of how Joe edited the part when P from QC checked him and made him look into the camera and say, "Little Yachty, I will not be talking about Lil Yachty no more." And, you know, Academics basically said, you know, why talk about the Migos after they leave?
Mm-hmm.
Where was that energy when they was there? Yeah, whatever. I mean, you know, I told y'all all this yesterday, but, you know, Charlamagne just be hating because I want to see Everyday Struggle fail. So I just be hush.
Everyday Struggle.
Yeah, I'm just going to relax.
Well, I guess it goes with the name. All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Angela Yee. Now, today is Charlemagne's birthday.
Oh,
and
man.
Wanted to give Charlemagne a lap dance. So, Joette, who works upstairs, came downstairs.
Joette couldn't wait to come in here and get on camera.
And he's been dying to give Charlemagne a lap dance, but he said he wanted to get him
drunk
first.
Thank you. Oh, man, that's dope. Thank you, Revolt. finally y'all did something for me. Okay, finally Revolt does something.
Now,
for
I'm
me.
Not gonna lie.
It's a real whole birthday today. It's a real whole birthday today.
Usually that bottle is clear, so he might have took a little tinkle, tinkle.
This
in it,
is a. It's just, it says Happy Birthday, Charlamagne, on a bottle
Reposado.
Of what do y'all call this tequila?
Deleon.
I thought that was Beyonce and her mama clothing line. How did he just gonna Darion? Take their name and name it a tequila?
That's Darion.
Oh, Darion.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie. Deleon is actually a good tequila.
It is a good tequila.
I'm keep it real. I do like it.
You want to take a shot with me?
I actually drink it.
Who want to take a shot with me for my B-Day? You want to take a shot with Uncle Charles?
You going to really drink?
Yeah, I'll take a shot.
Or you fake drink?
All right, well,
we'll take some shots. All right.
Joy, well, get your ass out of here. You
it's
always
a real
be on
whole
camera.
Birthday today.
Yeah.
It's a real whole birthday today.
All right, well.
Revolt. It's a real whole birthday today. It's a real whole birthday today.
Revolt, we'll see you guys tomorrow. All right, everybody else, the People's Choice Mix is up next. Let me know what you want to hear at DJ Envy. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.